Richard decided there was only one way to avoid having to watch Dirk eat his way through all the rest of the pizza, and that was to eat the rest himself. He rolled it up and took a token nibble of the end. It was rather good. He took another bite. Dirk watched this with startled dismay. "So," said Richard, "the idea behind Schrödinger's cat was to try and imagine a way in which the effects of probabilistic behaviour at a quantum level could be considered at a macroscopic level, or, let's say, at an everyday level." "Yes, let's," said Dirk, regarding the rest of the pizza with a stricken look. Richard took another bite and continued cheerfully. "So, you imagine that you take a cat and put it in a box that you can seal completely. Also in the box you put a small lump of radioactive material and a phial of poison gas. You arrange it so that within a given time period there is an exactly 50-50 chance that an atom in the radioactive lump will decay and emit an electron. If it does decay, then it triggers the release of the gas and kills the cat. If it doesn't, the cat lives. 50-50. Depending on the 50-50 chance that a single atom does or does not decay. The point, as I understand it, is this. Since the decay of a single atom is a quantum-level event that wouldn't be resolved either way until it was observed, and since you don't make the observation until you open the box and see whether the cat is alive or dead, then there's a rather extraordinary consequence. Until you do open the box, the cat exists in an indeterminate state. The possibility that it is alive and the possibility that it is dead are two different waveforms superimposed on each other inside the box." Schrödinger put forward this idea to illustrate what he thought was absurd about quantum theory. Dirk got up and padded over to the window, probably not so much for the meager view it afforded over an old warehouse on which an alternative comedian was lavishing his vast lager commercial fees, developing into luxury apartments, as for the lack of view it afforded of the last piece of pizza disappearing. "Exactly," said Dirk. "Bravo. But what's all this got to do with this detective agency?" said Richard. "Oh, that. Well, some researchers were once conducting such an experiment, but when they opened up the box, the cat was neither alive nor dead, but was in fact completely missing, and they called me in to investigate. I was able to deduce that nothing very dramatic had happened. The cat had merely got fed up with being repeatedly locked up in a box and occasionally gassed, and had taken the first opportunity to hoof it through the window. It was, for me, the work of a moment to set a saucer of milk by the window and call Bernice in an enticing voice. The cat's name was Bernice, you understand. "Now, wait a minute," said Richard. And the cat was soon restored, a simple enough matter, but it seemed to create quite an impression in certain circles, and soon one thing led to another, as they do, and it all culminated in the thriving career you see before you. Wait a minute," insisted Richard, slapping the table. "Yes?" inquired Dirk innocently. "Now, what are you talking about, Dirk? You have a problem with what I have told you?" "Well, I hardly know where to begin," protested Richard. "All right, you said that some people were performing the experiment." "That's nonsense. Schrödinger's cat isn't a real experiment. It's just an illustration for arguing about the idea. It's not something you'd actually do."